What is up, guys? It's another edition of the Madden Franchise Podcast right here on the Grown Folks Network with yours truly, Tony, the good baloney Bono. And let's get into our show today. We have big names and big games in OMFL right now. We're going to go over week one and two. So, the Vikings at the Eagles was a big game. The Vikings would lose this one 28-34, and Mr. Twinkie would start off the season 1-0. So good start for the Eagles there, not so much for the Vikings. Next up, we would have Massimo and the Dolphins heading on over to the Steelers versus the newly acquired coach for the Steelers, Penguins. And that game would end in a 22-10 victory for the defending AFC champion Miami Dolphins. So, congrats to Massimo to continue the winning things in the AFC. Next up would be the Cowboys and the Dakota Nightmare versus the Broncos. And Mr. Jay Glaze, well, the Cowboys would bust these Broncos 27-21. This was a very close game. Definitely one that would be fun to have watched for sure. Moving on over. Moving on up to week two, we have the Indianapolis Colts and Cincyberg facing off at the Chiefs. Between that and other games, this one would be good to watch because this game ended up with a 28-21 victory over KC, and Shocks fan, Cincyberg got the victory. Got his team back on track after a disappointing season 104 loss in the playoffs. Next up, we would have the Jags at the Rams. Jaguars, Duval against Mr. Tim. This was another really close game. 27-20. Jacksonville would get the victory here over the LA Rams. Kudos for Jacksonville turning that franchise around. After having a dismal season 104, looks like the Jaguars are back and on the prowl in season 105. So watch out. Last but not least, we're going to talk about those Miami Dolphins again. This time they would face off between a big division foe with Mr. Bill and the Bills. That's right. Mr. Bill would put up a valiant effort, though. This game was a nice game to watch. I did actually get to catch some of this. But the Dolphins would overcome some mistakes early on, and they got the victory 38-27. So kudos again to Massimo starting the season off 2-0 and getting his team set to repeat as the AFC champions. Possibly, yep, yeah, I think it's going to be something that's doable for him. So, we'll be back after this. So, stay tuned. We got a little echo. We'll be back for more. Hey, and we're back with the Madden Franchise Podcast here with yours truly, Tony Bono. And let's get on over to the power rankings of the OMFL in season 105. Yes, it's never too early for power rankings. It is never too early for power rankings. I repeat that. All right, so moving over to DaddyLeagues.com and seeing what Daddy Leagues is saying about the power ranking. So, at number one, you have your Miami Dolphins and Massimo at 3-0. Great start by the defending AFC champions. At number two, we have the Chicago Bears and Mr. Big Hurt at 2-0. Look for big things from Big Hurt this season. At number three, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 2-0 also. They were not even in the top 20 last season, and here they are at number three. At number four, we have the New York Football Jets. Yes, that's right. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Kobe has the team rolling 2-0. At number five, we have a little catch with Cincinnati Bengals at 2-0 also. And another big surprise in the top 10, number 6, the Tennessee Titans. The truth. And also at number 7, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. These two teams also were not even in the top 20 as of last season. Here they are starting off 2-0 with Truth and the Titans. And at number 7, Jacksonville Jaguars and Duval. At number 8, we have the Dallas Cowboys and Mr. Dwayne 2-0. Number 9, the Washington Commanders with new coach Bird at 2-0. And then we also have, rounding out our top 10, the Cincy Berg and the Indianapolis Colts, again at 2-0. So that's your top 10 power rankings from the DaddyLeagues.com OMFL page. So we'll be back with more after this, so stay tuned. All right, we're back with the Madden Franchise Podcast. We do have a caller-submitted question, so let's get right to it.
Hello, this is Mike Smith. I would like to know if what's your ideal build for a wide receiver? Is it a short and speedy guy or a tall and, you know, jump ball receiver? Thank you, Tony Bono. Appreciate your reply.
Hey, Mike, thanks for that question, and that's a good one. Really, though, I'm looking for a guy that can do both. I'm wanting a guy like Justin Jefferson, maybe Stephon Diggs. Those guys have got length. They can also go up and get the high point pass, but they've also got speed and enough agility to make moves in the open field. That is the type of guy I'm looking for at wide out. For my team. Now, if I'm stuck choosing someone that maybe doesn't fit that criteria, I'm going more for probably a speed wide receiver, like a Tyreek Hill. Hill does have some hop to him as well, even though he's of shorter stature. But Hill is a very good wide receiver in the open field. You just put the ball in his hand, he's going to make a play. It's either going to be a guy like a Justin Jefferson or a Stephon Diggs that can do both parts of that in the passing game for me, or I'm looking for a Tyreek Hill type of guy on the outside to stretch the field and put the defense in really a bad situation, make them have to make the tough decision whether to play up, control the line of scrimmage to where, you know, keep the ball out of his hands up close or play over the top and try not to get beat deep by his great speed. But thanks again, Mike, for your call. All right. If you have a call that you would like to send in to yours truly, Tony Bono here, then just you can go on the app and leave a message. Looking forward to any other calls, and we'll be back after this, so stay tuned for more from the Madden Franchise Podcast right here at Grown Folks Network. And we're back with the Madden Franchise Podcast. We've got two more segments left, and we're going to take a look at the Daddy League stat leaders so far in Season 105. So let's just mosey on over to Daddy Leagues and take a look. We're going to look at our passing, rushing, receiving, defensive player statistics from Season 105 so far. So let's just reveal these. Justin Walker right now is your leading passer, 784 yards, 6 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 4 sacks. He's having a solid season. I see Kenny
Dickerson also with 646 yards, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. A lot of interceptions so far in season 105, as it seems quarterbacks are struggling. All right, over to your rushing leader. We have 424 yards by Kenneth Walker III for the Seattle Seahawks. He's averaging 8 yards a carry, has 2 touchdowns. Not far behind him as far as in some stats, but yardage-wise, yeah, there's a little bit of a distance. Marion Clancy of the Green Bay Packers with 303 yards, 7 yards a carry. He's got 3 touchdowns, and you know, he's there. Spencer McGee from Cleveland, guy that we saw last year, was a phenomenal rookie for the Browns, but he has 33 carries for 259 yards, 7.8 yards a carry. Some of these guys, I just don't think they're utilizing them quite enough, because these guys are racking up some average per carry. And then also another one to look at is James Cook from the Chicago Bears, 233 yards on 30 carries, 7.8 yards carry. He also has 3 touchdowns. Moving on over to the receiving side of things, we have rookie Tom Bradley of the Buffalo Bills so far leading the category with 20 receptions, 364 yards, 4 touchdowns. I'm sorry, 4 drops and 3 touchdowns. So he's got more drops than he has touchdowns right now, but he's still putting on a show there in Buffalo. Cooper Kupp from the Rams, 14 receptions for 284 yards, 1 touchdown, does not have any drops. Your touchdown reception leader right now is Devon Rivers from Miami with 17, 220 yards and 4 touchdowns, like we said there. Moving on to the defensive side of things, we have defensive categories. Let's see. This one is sacks. Right now our sack leader is Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. He has 9. Jalen Phillips of Miami has 7. Micah Parsons from the Cowboys has 6. Aaron Donald from the Rams has 5. And then moving on over to our tackle statistics, we have Malcolm Rodriguez from the Detroit Lions with 15. Micah Parsons with 12 from the Cowboys. Patrick Queen from the Ravens with 12. Javon Holland with 11 with the Dolphins. And then our final category is the interception leader. And right now, Tariq Woolen from Seattle has 4. Edmonds from Buffalo has 3. Deion Prime from Miami has 3. And then Mike Hughes from Detroit has 3, as well as others. But the list goes on and on. So that's your top statistic leaders right now in the OMFL. Stay tuned for our final segment of the day, believe it or not, right here on the Manning Franchise Podcast. And welcome back to the Madden Franchise Podcast with the last segment of the day, Believe It or Not segment. So we're just going to drop some knowledge on you. Did you know that there are 10 winless teams currently sitting in the OMFL standings? But equally surprising, we have 10 undefeated teams sitting in the standings currently in season 105. That is an interesting stat, to say the least. So it'll be interesting to see next week, or the next show, next podcast, who will be leading the charge in these columns. Will it be the winless teams continuing on their stretch of losses, or will it be the undefeated teams withstanding the onslaught that they'll be going against, especially with the targets on their back now since they're undefeated? So that's it for today. So stay tuned for the next podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Madden Franchise Podcast. You know, even if you don't have anything to do with the NFL, there's still something we can talk about that you might find interesting or just funny. But that's it for today. We'll catch you next time. Peace.